Rishus Avimori. We're holding last sugya of Ketz Mevarchim, sixth parak, by Simon Kufayin Tess, the sugya of Hesach Hadas. Question is, what's the getter? When the person will be Chayz Lavarech? How to apply the Lachlan Maisa? So we have a sugya in Daf Ben Beis and Aleph, a popo. We finished eating. Then they brought him more food. It came up a popo and the Maisa made a bracha. They told him, don't you hold the mar achila, you have to eat, make another bracha. He said, no, sila kitmar. The halacha is only when you move from the table, then you bring more food, you do an act, then you have to make a bracha. The Gemara brings down a ma'isim rav, he said, even silik's not off. Someone says, rachel b'shemen, only you put shemen, that's when you finish eating, and then if you bring something afterwards, then you make a bracha. The Gemara goes on further and brings down, v'les helchza k'chol hanishmaitza. We do not hold like any of this, explains Rashi, that even if you're going with the sudo, or your silik, or the case of shemen, none of that mice is enough to tell you that you're going to the das to finish your suit over here. Loches dafka, take it from the til sedaim brocha. The person does my machoinim, then he has to bench. Otherwise, before it's not in the category of being hesach hadas. So we have a clear shaila machloikes in the sugyo. What constitutes the get of a hesach hadas? And we pass can in either case of the til sedaim. Now, just to be clear, we have a sugyo in Simon Reishvav. In Sefei, discussing the sugya, when you have achilas arai, that we're eating something, if it's oyster min, even if you're gomer, you can eat this, the min afterwards. You have an apple, you finish eating another apple. You have it when it's kein oyster min, you have an apple, the one eating the orange, that's only when you're still eating the apple. And you have a min achalagam, you always have to make another bracha. Therefore, what's the difference between this sugya and our sugya? They point out that sugya is achilas arai. Mashenkin, our sugya is achilas kvar, you come into the town to eat everything. So in order to stop eating everything, you have to have an act, a poil of Hesach Hadas. Now, they do say maybe sometimes when we eat Arai, it's Nichol Geder Kvar. But the Yisod over here by us is once you have a Geder or Kvar, you need a poil of Hesach Hadas to be Oikilas Sud over here. Now, what constitutes Hesach Hadas? Lechur, there are, among the Paiskim, 10 different cases to discuss once Nichnas into the Geder of Hesach Hadas. We'll focus on 5 of them today. First, the basis, the ma'amokim of this Indian is really a simukov tzadi. Over there, discuss the Torah brought out by the Mechaber. The loch is when someone does birchas a Muslim or bracha choino, that's only nichol neged of hesach hadas. The case of the Mechaber example, what's the loch when someone benches or does bracha choino betoyis? Just for example, I once got up to speak by a simcha, I sat down, they bench, I bench, and I realized my portion is still in front of me. I forgot to eat it. What's the loch in that case? It's a great question. Be a loch over there. We'll have to discuss it. Not that simple. What to go do? He said, Hesach Hadas. I didn't plan. Thank you, Zaini. Fine, but that's...
What
did he say? We'll never forget to eat his main portion. So, there's one sugya. That's for the... Again, Birch the Muslim is certainly Hesach Hadas. But Tois, we'll have to get to Simon Kuf Tzadi. And get to us, the 5 questions we'll discuss right now is, number 1, be a case of my Machrenim. Number 2 is Havlan Lavarach. Number 3, someone has Hesach Hadas Mamish because he's a diet and he's not going to eat anymore. See what that means? A 4th case would be Shia Malas, so during the week, Alna is Bovel. In the 5th case, someone who picks up a case to bench, those would be the 5 cases over here. Hagam, there are four other cases, Sim Kufa and Ches, we'll get to Bez Hashem and Elzman. They get to the Sugya of Shina Mokum. That means, let's say a person changes his Mokum, is that Hesach Hadas? In that sugya discussed, let's say a person goes to davening in the middle of a sudo. For example, he starts his Purim sudo, then he goes to mincha and he comes back. Is that nichol neged of hesach hadas? Another situation is, let's say a person falls asleep during a sudo. Example, lela seder, or someone by my meal yesterday, he just fell asleep. What to go do in that case is hesach hadas. And then let's say a person goes to the bathroom, nichol neged of hesach hadas. So there are 10 cases among the place man discussed. 5 will be today, 4 in kufayin ches, 1 in simukuf tzadi. To be marked in this question, over here it's very clear, we're discussing when a person is Masiach Das, person will have to make a bracha Rishonah when he says a case of a Havlan Levarach. What happens to the loch of bracha Achreino? It's a person will have to make a bracha Achreino. That means we know by the case of a Silik HaShulchan, the Gemara says a person has a table, he eats, takes with the table, he goes to have his mezaydus over there and have his drinks over there, cigar over there. The Gemara is very clear, you need a bracha Rishonah and a bracha Achreino. Is that the same sugya you need a bracha rishona and a choreno by Havlan Levarach? That means a person says Havlan Levarach, the loch is you're passing like the mechaber, by shtiyah you make a bracha. You're allowed to drink. You have to make a bracha on your coke. Do you also make a bar in the fashas over here? So, Kiveg over here, By us brings down the Magavam and Simon Reish Ches. In Simon Reish Ches, the Magavam brings down the Shlah. The Shlah over there says you only need a Bracha Ushayna and not a Bracha Achorina. Goes on the Magavam further and says, why is that so? Simon Kufayin Zayin, the Sugil of Silga Shulchan. Sigal Shulchan is you need a Bracha Ushayna and Achorina. We're finished between one and the other. And therefore, Kivegah brings down the Magavam, you need a Bracha Ushayna and a Bracha Achorina. Therefore, the Bealoch at Simon Kufayin Zayin brings down this Magavram, and it brings down the God's passing like this halacha. They need a bracha rishona and achrona. However, they point out it's very sussum over here. No one says it. It could find zayin. It says bracha rishona and achrona. Over here, the ma'aseh does not say it. So first, the El Rabo again is over here, and in Simon Kuf and Simon Reish Ches, he quotes the Magavram. It says no, the shlo is correct. Yesh lechalik. The sukkah of silik hashulchan is basically what am I doing? I had a whole entire meal. I'm finished this meal. I'm going to a second meal. In essence, I'm taking away this table. We're going to eat somewhere else. I'm coming to a new maisa achila. Mashakin over here, when I say havel levarach, it's a hesek hadas. I make a bracha. But when I make a bracha, I'm going back to the same meal. What's that back to the same meal? The bracha achoino, the birch and mozen, or the main shalosh, or pater, whatever is part of this meal. So therefore, yesh lechalbin silik hashulchan, I'm going to a different meal. Different meal near bracha achoino. Mashenkin going back to the same meal, it's part and parcel of this meal. The bracha choyna is not need to have a second one. It's part and parcel of the birchta mazon over here. And therefore, the prim gadim reish ches he brings down the El Rabba loch lemaisa, not like kivega the magavram by us over here. The kufayin zayin, if he brings it down the kufayin zayin in sif beis the mashal limshoich. And he also brings down the Maim Mordechai, he says, Apella, the Magarvam over here. Now, the Bialocha is not Klohari Paskins, but in Rishimim Reish Ches, it's called Ayin Gimel, the Shartin over there in Ayin Beis, he says, we Paskin, Eskimu Achoinim, Deloik Magarvam. Not like a Kivager. That means it's true that Bialocha over here is not clear, but Aloch Lemaisa, and the Stimus of Shulchan Aloch, the Paskin, they point out over here, again, we have in Simon Kufa in Zayin, Brachu Shon, and Achoinah. Over here, it's not brought down the idea of Achorina. The stimulus that placed him over here is that you need just a bracha rishon by Havel Mavarach, not the case of bracha Achorina. That's how this from God wants to shine and says that we pass in the Lord Kamagan Avram. To go through the five cases of Hesek Hadas, the first case is a situation of Maim Achorinim. That means we have the Gemara very clear in Daf and Beis, the Gemara brings down the Rab Paskins, Shlosha Dvarim are Tekif. One of them is Tekif, and the Tilsa Daim is Bracha. By Tilsa Daim, by Mamachoinim, you have to make a bracha. Now, the first question is, can a person eat after Mamachoinim? Can he eat? Can he eat after Mamachoinim or not? So come along very clear, Machlokes Tor and the Beis Yosef Pshat and the Rosh. The way the Tor brings down, just like by the Sugya of Havel and Varach, it's a Hesek Hadas, and still over there, the halacha is a person can make a bracha. My machoinim is the same level, same halacha like Havel Mavarach. True, it's Hesek Hadas. Make a bracha over here. The Taz over here is Marach over here. It says we paskin like the Torah over here. The person who ma'aseh can eat, but I eat a case of a bracha. The Magavram says it's an ikib shot in the Rosh. Again, Beis Yosef says no, that's not the Rosh. They point out Beis Yosef forgot a Rosh before Shin Arvei Pesachim that says halacha is avada. Person can eat after my machoinim. And therefore, the Shaar Tzion points down, it's a list of Yishonim, he has the Taisvus, and the Rosh, and the Tor, and the Ben Yeruchim, and the Shmuel Aleket, and the Mordechai, a list of Yishonim that says, Aloch is, after my Machin, the Maisa person can eat, Ayidei Bracha Yishonim. Once we have this Tazis way, passing away the Eli Rabba, the Graz, the Aruch HaShulchan, they pass this way. Asad HaShani, the Mechab is very clear. No, he just makes a bracha rishonah. He makes my machoinim, and then he does bracha rishonah. That means he wants to eat something, no problem, just make a bracha. You have to make a bracha. It's a hesek hadas. It's like havel levarach. That means my machoinim is the same thing as havel levarach. Whatever the klav of havel levarach is, that'll be the klav of my machoinim. That's the tour sheet of the Taz Ha'ori Paskins. Maisa very clear. The mechaber, the Beis Yosef disagree. The Sivis passed this way. And halacha lemaisa, the bialacha being down the list of shenim fakert. After the shayatzin one way, the bialacha says, have a look at the Rashi, look at the Rashbam, the Azurah, the Ravid, the Rashba, the Ben Yoina, the Ruah, they say Vakert. My Machem is even more stronger, the person has the bench. Blush of the Gemara is taken from the Tila as a case of a Bracha. And therefore, the way the Makavom brings down the Bach, even though it says the Pshan, the Rosh might be one way, but Maisha, the Bach says, a Yishram should be Machm over here. And therefore, the Chayodom and the Meshbua, the word Meshbua is Vada Yish Lahachmer, the person should not eat after my Machinim. A Vada person, Lechatchila, to be Machmer. But you have is one thing, but Lechatchila, a person should be Machmer. So come along that we have two levels right now of Hesach Hadas. We have Havam Avarach, which a person can eat with the Bracha. We have a case of Maimar Choyim, the Mishmur said, Lechatchila, a person should be Machmer and not eat at all. Now the obvious question is, what's the Chilak in the levels of Hesach Hadas? The Chor, that both Hesach Hadas, let's make a Bracha beer. So Lashon the Beis Yosef to Mechalik in Maimar Choyim, he wants to tell him Maimar Choyim is Ki'ilu Hisful Kfar HaBracha. It's the beginning of benching. The Lambda sounds like that once a person has to wash my machin before benching, because they have to get them off the Malach Sadaimis, Dive Kabbalah, Ulechlok, it's quite a schola benching. Once a schola benching, the other person cannot eat anymore. It's a chiddush. The Chiddush grapple what is the Lambda of the Beis Yosef. Maisa Lochla Maisa, the Magavam, and Mishbuah Bigzan, the Chachila person should be machma and not eat after my machinim. Now, once a person, we say we have the locha take of the tila as bracha. If a person, either what we hold not to eat, a person of Maisa does not eat, can a person be mafsik and speak? Okay, let's speak. The Gemara is very clear. Take if the tila is a bracha. So the Beis Yosef brings down the locha is a person should not speak. He's very clear, shouldn't speak. Mishmua says that even though it points out the Shartin, where Hektiv says you're allowed to speak in the Magavam, let's tell you a story for it. Maskon of the Magavam is you're not allowed to speak. The Al Rabba. We'll get to that. The first, Al Rabba, Pim Godim, Chayodim, Mishmua says that Finu Ma'at speak at all, persons not speak after my Machoinim. Again, whether on the Tzad a person again is going to eat, but if you're not going to go eat, the Ma'at is not supposed to speak. Now, the Maisel, it's very clear the Olam does not seem to hold of this halacha. And the Chura, the Mamish, like the Shaitzin, according to the Behetiv, toys. Oh, that's where that's you're getting it from. The Moin Am. Okay, not the Moin Am, not the Vadu people who know what to go do. Parshat. The Moin Am. If you want, again, yesterday by my student the night before, by the Moin Am, you wash and you talk, right? That's just scholar. The Maisel, it's clear, the Mishmur is very clear, even Ma'at, even say any words. Again, it's a toys, and I'm not sure where they're getting this idea why the last speak from L'chur Yinalatu. It's very clear among the Poiskim. It's Mokavam is having me, Maskal Lamaisi, you're not supposed to speak over here. Now, once you're not allowed to speak, could a person, let's say, he does my machinim, but Divrei Torah, Davashim Gedusha. He lets say Divrei Torah after my machinim. So they bring down the Sefer Nagra Mitzvah, Narizal. The Chocham came over with the Rizal, told the Rizal, Kev Echem Kasvoi. My shoulder hurts me. My shoulder hurts me. So the Rizal told him that, Maisel, what you're doing, do my machoinim, and you learn one parak of Mishnayis, Achem my machoinim before Bech Samazim, and therefore the lashon of take of the same Isis is Ketef, and that's why your shoulder hurts you. Ki not supposed to, even Divrei Torah, not supposed to say after my machoinim. This halacha, this Rizal is brought down by the Mishbura, the Graz of Shai Chuba, where they're coming from. That person cannot talk even Divrei Torah and Sima Kuf Payalef after Maim Achreinim. Kuf Payalef is a loch of Maim Achreinim. Over there, Mishmur Sekon Chav Dalet, it brings down even Divrei Torah, it's not supposed to. His Mamokim is a Graz of Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva says it's a Rizal. And the Rizal is saying, because therefore that's why people's shoulders hurt them. Now, just to be fair, there's a Magim Isharim. The Malach told the Beis Yosef over here that the person should do Maim Achreinim, learn more Perak Mishnayis afterwards, and then bench. And this is the Mashal and Tshuva that says it. But Maisel, we have this Arizal, Torah Lava Shemami, and Mishmur Paskin, the Shai Tshuva, and the Gras Paskin, the Alochis, we do not say even Divrei Torah after the situation of Maim Achreinim. However, they do discuss, let's say, a person ate, and somehow it came out, they forgot to say Divrei Torah. Then the Sefer Seda Yoim, that this Shulchan is not Shulchan Nei Hashem, Ki Le'ochel Mezivchei Mesim, Sitra Acher, that, so to be chilek of the pseudo, it's like a toys of the Hesach Hadas, then the Maisa, you can't say Divrei Torah over. We're talking about the Pesach Shuvah, say some Chaim Kanievsky. Didn't say any Divrei Torah. Fine, that's still Chaim Mason. That's chilek. You forgot to eat something over here. That's part of the pseudo mamish. That's what the Seder Yom says. That's what he says. And the Issim Chaim, this question, he said the same thing, because Ketshuva means down that way. That's the Maisa if you forgot to. Otherwise, you cannot speak, even Devei Torah, unless somehow you forgot. They discuss, if that's so, a person does Maim Achreinim. Everyone knows the Shulchan Aruch says in Shabbos, they share Malas, and during the week, you say Al Naras Bovel. The Chonim grapple what happened during the week. People don't say it, even on Shabbos, people don't say it. I was once by Masfiya, ate a meal by him, and he asked me to bench. I said, what about Shia Malas? He's like, okay, now bench. Well, and the Olam Maisa does not say it even on Shabbos. This is what happened. But actually, what say a person does want to say Shia Malas, Al Naras Bovel. But he should say it. The loch over here is, can you now say it after Maim Achreinim? Unless it's after Maim Achreinim. Maisa, Teikel and Tilo, is a bracha. You say this part of the Berach Samazim over here. So, Mechaim Noon, Simeon Gimel, and the Berach Moshe, the Abbasino, God has a tshuva why a person should say on his bubble. Maisa, he writes over there, the Maisa, what a person should do is say it, and then wash the second time. Zashed, Mechaim Kinevki says, the Maisa, Teikel and Tilo, it's the bracha. And what should do, Shia Maas, Allah's beforehand. Otherwise, Mechaim said, what should go do? Say it after benching. Don't say before benching, say it after benching over here. Well, so even Shia Maas, the correct thing, certainly you say before Maim Achreinim. Afterwards, Yesh Lodon. Void Afar to take this. Let's say a person hears a bracha. Person washes until it's dying, someone else says a bracha, you say Amen to it. Person says, does Maim Achreinim, you say Amen. Lachan Sim Rish Tezvot, in some pages, you have a chid to say Amen to person's bracha. You did Maim Achreinim, will I say Amen over here? Phil Dovos wants to time it, it's the beginning of your bracha, Berach Samazon, can answer Mil Berach Samazon, how can answer after Maim Achreinim? Sorry? Someone else makes a bracha at the table. You hear thunder and lightning. That's the Bachach's case. Do you say a bracha now? I love talk. Dovoshim Kedusha, yeah, Kaddish Kedusha. Shield Dov wants a time now. How can you do that? My says, that's Cholabich, some Muslim. Tashani, there should be even kind of the Dovoshim Kedusha, Yesh Lachalik, last year after the Tilsadai. So far, these are questions on how far to take the side of speaking, or want to go again. Vada, not to speak, be clear. People not know this. Nalok, not to speak, even Devei Torah. So in case that client, what's Dovoshim Kedusha, what's the Lacha in a situation? They want to Shield Malas, Ukainza. Now, come on, Mishmon says, but let's say a person might say, does mafsik, or let's say it's a dava nochetz, you have to be oisik in something for whatever reason, whatever defines the definition of dava nochetz. Some people think speaking is dava nochetz, let's put that to the side. Whatever they get dava nochetz, then what to go do? To come on, Mishmon Sivkon Aleph, he's being done in the Sivis, and says, then go wash your hands a second time. Wash your hands a second time. That means not wash your hands, talk, and then don't wash a second time. Wash your hands a second time. Don't talk afterwards. Come on, when they point out, Maisa Mishmuel Sifkot and Beis in the Shariti and says, the Maisa, what's the point of washing hands a second time? Avada, that's not the correct thing to do because you gain nothing out of it, says the Shariti. Why wash it? As Melsadimus you don't have. As Lichluch you don't have. As Tivikabal doesn't apply. So you gain nothing out of it. In fact, the Mishmuel Sifkot Aleph versus Shariti, the Sifkot Zan, Chuzestiro. Saying it's Sifkot Aleph, go wash hands a second time. Sifkot Zan, he says, you really gain nothing out of it, no real point. Just do it anyway. So Vada person should not be slimich on the idea of washing hands a second time. That's incorrect. Because said the Shaitin, you gain nothing out of it. If you're stuck, go wash your hands a second time. Scheinberg, Dan Fisher says, what's Pshat the Mishnah Brua? Chaim Kineski wants to answer, cover that bracha. Wash your hands a second time. You don't really gain out of it. Let's cover that bracha. If you have to, you have to. Fine, you talk. Let's cover that bracha. That means, again, don't yell, talk or wash my hands a second time. Don't talk. You don't get anything out of it. If you talk, cover that bracha, wash your hands a second time.
Someone went to the bathroom,
you
should do
my rechonim. Oh, so we'll get to that. That was your next question. So again, let's be clear what came out so far. First of all, a person, like a chila, a person should not eat even with a bracha. That's number one. Number two, he should not talk, even Devei Torah. Number three, what about waiting? You wait. So Vada, if you're passing Maim Achreinim around the table, or you're giving out the Berach Samazons, or you're getting your hats and jackets, or doing things at Chelek to see if you have a minion over here, all part of being preparing for the Zimon, Vada, that's not really waiting. But Stam, you're sitting down and you're waiting, no real reason. Is there a Baya of a Hefsek over here? So again, the words of the Gemara is very clear. Taketh the Tila is Bracha, right away. It says in Mishnah Berurah by us, and the Eliyahu beforehand, it's a hefsek. It's incorrect to wait for no reason. How long is man? said the Sharetzin, and the Elirabba says the same thing, 22 Amis, which is, if a Dal Amis is 2-3 seconds, then 22 Amis is between 11 to 16 seconds you have. Otherwise, more than that is Loi Nochlin.
What says Arbe?
So 22. The Mishmur said
22.
Says Arbe, Lefsik Arbe? He said 22 Amis. Heinuk der Hilach Esther Stein Amo. He says it's right here. Leute, maybe that's Arbe. Dal Amis is small. They should have 22 Amis, which is 11 to 16 seconds. That means you wash your hands and you chill. You're not supposed to chill. Very simple. Again, if I hear, till my mechon goes around, takes time. That's posture. That's but otherwise, stamp to wait to do nothing? That's incorrect. That means, number one, you're not supposed to talk. Number two, you're not supposed to wait. And number three, okay, the third thing is, also, you're not supposed to eat. Right, three different things over here. Now, if that's so, once you're not supposed to wait, the place can point out, let's say you have a case. The correct thing is to have a case over here. Once the correct smart to pour the case, says the Amar Rav, beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, the Lachas take him the Tila to the Bracha. Pour the case before you do Maim Achreinim. Pour down over there by the Graz, or Chasholchan, the Kitzer. You're supposed to make sure there's no time in between. The Chur of that, so you're supposed to pour the case beforehand. You're supposed to give out the Bichs and Buzzes beforehand. You're supposed to give out, do your hats and jackets beforehand. The Chur, we see that even things that are a chelik of the Bichs and Buzzes, the correct man is beforehand. That means, Echna, we do Maim Achreinim, you're waiting, Yishlodin, Zehefsik. The correct man for anything that's needed for Bichs and Buzzes, to make sure everyone is there, is first wait, then do the Maim Achreinim. Now, sometimes I understand the Maim Achreinim is bizarre for people to go do their things. I understand that. Because otherwise, through the Maim Achreinim, everyone's going to wait a little bit. But if you, everyone should do things before the situation, Maim Achreinim, Loshen Gemara, is take if the Tila to Bracha. Now, again, the Shalom that Oyin does discuss, what's the luck in the gate to a person? He goes to the bathroom after the meal, he comes out, washes his hands. The Shalom is, now, what should you go do? Should he say Asher Yotzar? Or should a person bench and say Asher Yotzar afterwards? Does this count as Maim Achreinim and bench or not? So first, there's Reb Kiveger on Siman Zayin discuss the sugya of Bracha Achreino versus the sugya of Asher Yotzar. It brings down over there that the Maga Rom over in Siman Kuf Samachai, he says over there the locha is that what goes first is Asher Yotzar. Why Asher Yotzar? Todav she'en todav todav koydim. Mashenke bracha achreinu. Come on, Kiveger further and says, if so, what about by Birch Samozin? Does Birch Samozin go before Asher Yotzer or not? He has three options over there. He wants Taina by bracha achreinu, it's only the Abonah of Birch Samozin der Eisel, and therefore Birch Samozin goes up before Asher Yotzer, Aleph. Or do you say a second option, Todav she'en todav, and therefore Asher Yotzer goes before the case of Birch Samozin? Or third option, the Gemara in the Zvachim class, what's the halacha? We have a todor versus makudish. It's todor she'en a todor. Derais is a makudish. We have a makudish versus todor she'en a todor. What's the halacha? The Rambam paskins is a shiatsa. Either one you can pick. So you have three options: birchas hamazon, asher yotzer, do what you want. Maskoni is very clear. Tzorachin ledina. He's not clear what to go do. And there's shtikol toros over here by noshim. Maybe you don't have these fakers over here. Maybe you should pick. Am I what to go do in this situation? So first is the Eish Lavram Muchacho and Simon Kufay Aleph. He says the Maestro happened to him. He went to the bathroom, came out. He says the Maestro, what did he go do? He says he did Birch Samozin first. Birch Samozin first. That's the case of a Derais over here. And the Chadnish says the Maestro person does a Derais or Birch Samozin first. Bitznai, Shai de Belitsky, says over. On the condition that a person will not forget, say Asher Yotzar. The nature of a person is to forget. Maestro, they say Birch Samozin first. Atzad Hasheni, Kamlon Kavachayim, says, do Asher Yotzer first. You know why? You'll forget. People do forget. Samus Chaim says, you'll forget over here. Master Klein, Daniel Fisher says, why? Todav she'en todor. Todav koydim. Chodoshonim, Chaim Kanievsky, they come along, Israel, Kupshit, they tie up a carrot. Asher Yotzer first, and then the main svara seems to be, they have two svaras, but the main svara, you will forget. The mice, it sounds like, what to go do practically, you have to really know yourself. If there is a chash that you'll forget, l'chur Asher Yotzer should go first. But Maisa, if you know for sure you're not going to go forget, then l'chur it sounds like the chaz nish, the b'chacho. The person should do birch and bozen first. If you can't, you can't. If you can't, you can't. They do point out on the tzad that person that he says over here Asher Yosef first, which again I think most people should do because they might forget. Should they wash their hands a second time? They point out Kol Mishibu Asif Katan Aleph says wash your hands a second time. Someone's Chayim Nashi Klein. There's a sefer on my Machoim a few hundred pages. It's a Maim right over there. Why do wash your hands a second time? Atzad Hasheni those kind of but we the Shai Tzitzif Katan Zayin says he gained nothing out of it. They have a Diane Fisher, Shai Dabliski, and Chodeshani, and say, no, don't wash your hands a second time. You might say, Asher Yosef, and bench it afterwards. Reb Chaim, they ask him this question, three different forms, according to three different ways. But might say, Shigal Das question, if you do Asher Yosef, wash your hands a second time. The Maisa, the Eitz of the Olim says over, and the Betzim, unfortunately, with Chacha, by another case, not our case, he's discussing a case where you hear thunder and lightning. The Baya is, you have to say the Baruch HaMiyad, later it might not happen. So it says, you say the bracha, dov shev kedusha now. Then he says, what are you going to do? What everyone says, touch your shoes, scratch your hair. Now you have a case in tefillah over here, in tefillah over here. Go wash your hands. Now, somehow, the ilum does not seem to give this eitzer, stam, when a person is dov anachas, to go talk. When the person stam was mafsik, Mishmur says he gained nothing out of it. I don't know why it's very missing this eitzer, the ilum knows is an eitzer. The ilum does, they touch their shoes, they scratch your hair.
No, because they have to wash your whole hand. That's famous. Because you have to wash your whole hand then.
So wash your hands.
So
oh, so you couldn't get involved, correct? That where you're coming from, what's the reason why I'm a choynim? If it's melech sedayim, you gain nothing out of it. But Shmuel has no reason to lichloch, you gain out of it. Divya Kabbalah, I'm not sure how these things work over here, right? The reason the Mishmuel could buy Aleph. Fine, it could be because they only gain a little bit, not fully. But Maisith, the Bachacha says. So you guys argue perfect, sit next to each other. Those are the Shiloh. My son, but the Mishmur did not say this Eitzel. It's Kasha, no? No one says it, but Chacha says it. They Shiloh Ram. But no one's saying this. It bothers me, because that's what Olam does, right? Everyone knows that's what Olam does. Those who know what to go do. Otherwise, people just talk, someone's like. But Olam does, they scratch your hair. But Chacha says this Eitzel. What happened over here? Fine, so, Maisa, again, what you should do, again, I think if you forget, most people should say Ashi Yotzar. The Chidah Skulo, we remember things. We make a simon, maybe you should say Bechsa Mosim first. But when you forget, I'm saying, when you say Ashi Yotzar, you should wash your hands a second time, and the other time you should scratch your hair first.
No one says that Ashi Yotzar you might lose when you have
I'm sorry? What, no, that's, yes, make a Shomer. You're saying, you know, making sure you won't forget, meaning make an alarm, make a Shomer. Sorry?
No one says you might lose an Asher Yosef if you haven't done a negotiation before.
That's true, so, but hopefully you won't have another negotiation. I mean, bet for a half hour, you're right, you're masking.
Thanks,
benching. So first, so far, so we went through first one sugi of Hesach Hadass, the sugi of Maimar Choynim.
I'm watching Panthi of the Dying.
I don't know. Not a the second sukkah of Ezek Hadas is Havlon Levarach. So that's the Gemara Pesachim Daf Gimel. I was on last week. Who did the Daf Yomi? So the Gemara discusses that Talmid Rav, they ate, they finished eating, then they brought out more to what to go drink. Came along and Rav says also mitzvah the sukkah of Ezek Hadas. Therefore, it was also totally made a brach over here. So the question over here is, first, the basic machlokes among the Rishonim is we're discussing dafka case of shtiyo or case of achil over here. So, Bachab is very clear, being done machlokes Rosh versus Ran and the Ben Yoino, that the Rosh says the loch is in a brocha side by achil, side by the case of shtiyo. The Elgar passing like the loch is like the Rosh. At Sada Sheni, the way the Ben Yoino and the Ran, how he brings it down, the loch is in only the brocha by shtiyo, not by the case of achil. Two sheets over here. What comes out, once Rabbi Sain Nivarech, it's Havlon Levarach. No, I think we say less bench means more of a question thing. I don't think that's Havlon Levarach. I think that's, it really depends on who, well, maybe we'll get to how to find what that means. Depends on whose table, who's running the table.
Depends who's in charge.
But it depends how we're saying it, I think. But again, the words Havlon Levarach is certainly Rabbi Sain Nivarech. Now, comes out the Mishnah Berurah and brings down the Sivis and points out, Maisa, what to go do over here? And again, the Sugya of Achila. With Aloch Maisa, we have a question of Achila and Shtiyah. Besides the Sugya of Achila, according to Rosh, you need a bracha. according to the Ben Yonah, the Ryan, don't need a bracha. So can a person go eat? Says the Mishmur, like a chila, not to eat. Best to be stuck. What to go do over here? So it comes out that even though a person is allowed to eat, the question with a bracha, without a bracha, then the name Mishmur says, now we can't eat. It has the chumra like my machoinim, the person that might say can't eat. Neget ishtiyah, Pasha says, and the Sivas writes clearly, Shtiel Maisa, a person can drink after the Sirah B'Sain of Erech, except they have to make a bracha Rishon over there. A guy might see the Ben Ishchai says not to Machalik, I'm not sure where he's coming from, maybe not to confuse people over there. Well, the Pasha Sugi is, you're allowed to have a Shtiel with a bracha, have a Chila person, the Chila should not go do. And as far as speak out, when a person says, go bring my Machoinim, that's not really, let's go bench, that's more like an Agdomo to the Gemara over here. That's not nichol together. Again, the chumra that you said over is have levarach. Halach lemaisa comes out. Achila by default, first can eat, and drinking lechol be a case of a bracha. So now, once we have again, we have one level my mechoinim, second level have levarach. Come on, there be halacha brings down a third level of hesek adas. He has das not to eat anymore. Then the be halacha div maschel ein brings down that the halacha of hesek adas is nichol together have levarach. What's the halacha have levarach? Not to eat. Therefore, once he has hezek das not to eat, the safe of the same bracha says, I'll give you a very simple example. There's two courses over here. The first course you ate, and you're on a diet, you're not going to eat. Then they bring out this food over here. It's like, oh, Maisa, the halacha is I'm allowed to eat over here. Question with a bracha, without a bracha. Says the Mishabura, not to eat. Says if it's nice to bracha, but let's say you have to eat. You got to eat this cake because your wife made it over here. That's the only reason why you're eating over here. Says if it's nice to bracha. Don't make a bracha. Ma'aseh Mishmur is telling the Rechila not to eat it. Now, just practically, the Mizayis of Bracha brings down that you have to know the idea of Gemiras Das is. In what time of Bizmana Zeh, very really, even though we're saying we're not going to eat, we mean we're not going to eat unless. Very really, are we really going Midas not to eat? It's, unless you know you have a chayla, some reasons. But otherwise, when you say I'm not going to eat because I'm on a diet, it means I'm not going to eat unless. That's usually our definitions without saying that because you don't want people to bother us. So, the Zayzah says practically calling on Yashiv. That usually our derech is we change our mind constantly in everything, also when they get to eating. But you have a real Gemiras Das, that's Havel Levarach. Havel Levarach, only by Shtiyah, you can mice to drink with a bracha, and they get to Achila, a person should not eat. A fourth level over here, in Hezek Adas, it's discussed is a person saying Shir Malas, saying Al Naras Bovel. Is that nichol negeder of my machoinim? Is that nichol negeder of havel nevarach? Or not nichol negeder of either one? That means is my machoinim I can't eat and can't speak and do anything. Is it a havel nevarach a person lechatchila not to eat, but you can eat without a bracha and a shtiyah you can't make with a bracha? Or it's nothing, you do whatever you want. Which one is it over here? So they start off with the Betzel B'Chochman and Truman Chelik Vav. He points out the Gemara starts off saying that goyim l'sudo is hezek adas. Then the next man Yoma says Siluk. Next man Yoma says Shemin. The Gemara says, let's hold the kol on Yishmaitzel. Sound off. We need a Gemiras Das Gomor of my machronim. So he points out the Gemara is saying the fact that you want to make up your own Gemiras Das, it's not enough Siluk, it's not enough Shemin, it's not enough all these ending of the meal we have a Gemara. You need Mamash, take him the teal, you need my machronim. If he wants a Taino, that saying Shia Malas is not the ending of the meal. It's nothing. Zero. Say Shia Malas, say Alas Barvel, eat without any bracha. No problem. Dan Fisher went this way, the Yisrael Chaim Kanievsky, the Akhti Yosef, the Oskol, the same bracha, the Zaysa bracha. Bischei Chuba, the Kod, this Malach. Atzad HaSheni, the Chuba, Lev Avrom, the Sheva Kosi, the Chalik Beis, they want Taino. Fine, you want to tell me it's not my Machreinim. Why is that any worse than the case of Silga Shulchan? I am finished this. That's it. Why is that nichol neged of havel levarach? Let's bench over here. What's Shia Malas? Shia Malas means let's go bench over here. So true and chanami is not nichol sugi of my machoinim. It was because of my machoinim. But havel levarach, let it be nichol, not sugi over here. And therefore, once we it's nichol havel levarach, let's go bench Shia Malas al nas bavel. What's the loch neged achilo? Says the mishbura, don't eat. I got me allowed to, but it's the sugi of to make a bracha, but chogish rush and run. And the end of the day, the maisa don't eat. Shtia with a bracha, but don't eat. So the machlok is among the svarim. When a person says Shia Malas, what to go do? Halach l'maisa, I think the glat malach is like Shlomo Zalman writes like Shlomo by Pesach. Is really have to know when a person says Shia Malas, what is it tzuah on the derech of the suda? He says, for example, by chasno, by shei brachas, they say Shia Malas and then they can serve dessert afterwards. and they could dance and be freilich over here. The shiur of Shia Masa is just to get the shiur on the road. It's not coming to finish. The whole shiur over there, just to mazar, is to get people going. Certain houses, Shia Masa means bench. So you really have to know what is the shiur of the derech of the student over here. If it's like places where you know Shia Masa by chasno, benching is at least another 10-15 minutes later. They're not finishing. They're just going, moving. So if your house is that same style over here, you're saying Shia Masa just to make sure the dessert comes out. Oh, well, this dessert, and you just always wake in and bring out dessert. Fine. That's one way of doing it. That's done Hesach Hadas. The Vada Stak Marasud over here. That's done Havel Levarach. But if your house is a Yeki house, this is what we do over here. Fine. Echanami, that's Havel Levarach. That's the Chura, the Shikal Das question. Could be depends who runs your house, who's saying the Shia Masa over here. Your kids aren't saying Shia Masa. Like, who are they? Fine. Maybe in the oven. But Lamaisa, the question over here is, and Chura, what is Shia Masa will depend, I think, on the Tzura, the Pseudo. That's how Shlomo Zalman goes. So again, so we went through four levels of Hesach Hadas. The fifth level is Sif Gimel. Let's first do Sif Beis. Sif Beis is Sugyo and Brachas, Sif and Beis. They rabba Mzeira, they visit the Shiva Resh Gluso. They finished eating. Resh Gluso sent more food. Rava picked up and ate it. Hekka Mzeira, how can you eat it? You finish the suit over here. She says, Anon atamchud Resh Gluso samchinon. I'm samich on the Resh Gluso. We have a Sugyo over here. The person could think he's finished eating. But Be'etim, it's not up to him to finish eating. He's like an oirch from else's house. It's up to the balabos, the Resh Gluso, the balabos. He's butler daiti to them. That's the side of an oirch. He's not up to his das. It's butler das to the people who are serving him. Now again, in the 7th Reishvav, we had a similar idea over there. By Reishvav, by Chilis Arai, the locha was, it depends on Eisimin, Ke'en Eisimin, Min Acher. Over there, it's very clear. You have das, it works for everything. What equates das over there? Says the Magavram, calling a dark Moshe ben Paris a cowboy, our sugyo of Simukovain test, there were an urch in a person's house, nichol negeder of das. The Mizaloch of das is signed negated by Yasud Kfias, signed negated as soon as Arai. Over there, in the Simon Reish above, the loch is, and Sefei, the place can send you the same sugyo over here, that is the idea of eating by a, being guessed by somebody, is nichol the concept of das. Now, what is the concept of das? Fine, whatever you eat over here, whatever comes out, is nichol get of das. We just mentioned cases, a person can have either hesach das, or plan not to eat. You can have a case of havel levarach, you can have a case of mayim achrenim. Which one, when you eat oirech, let's say a person does mayim achrenim, and oirech knocks it away, and he can still eat after mayim achrenim. Which one are we discussing over here? We have three cases of hesach das, three different levels over here. So first, negate the case of goy mesudasoy, hesach hadas, that's Gemara's case. You can finish, have wine to finish eating. No, you're saying the Resh Gluso, time for the Resh Gluso, that's not nichol get of hesach hadas. Havlon levorach, person said, let's go bench, and the balabas says, no, I have more food, that's the mechaber. That's not nichol get of hesach hadas. What about mayim achrenim? The guest does mayim achrenim. We know mayim achrenim is worse than havlon levorach. Mayim achrenim is as chol of benching. If a guest starts benching, Baruch Atah Hashem Azon, Avadi can go back to eat. Mayim Achrenim be the same thing over here. So, coming to the Bialocha and the base, bring down the Shalom and Gedol Achrenim this question. You bring down the Perach Shushan, and once a Taino, that's Bedaik in the Shulchan Aruch, Havlan Levorach, it's not. But Mayim Achrenim, that's a Kmik Gemar, it's a Schol HaBech Samozen, that Lamaise is Hesach Hadass over here. Asad Hashani, he brings down the Bir Locha on the Mata Yudo. Says, it's not up to you. Who are you? You're talking to the Balabayas over here. And then he brings down the Mincha Shmuel Upasin this way. The Bir Locha does not come out to Maskon of what the Locha is, negate to my Machoinim. That means you guess somebody else, you do my Machoinim. Is that Nichol Negeder that you're talking to the Balabayas and my Machoinim does not count or not? It's not that clear. Now, once we have this Yisrael over here, when a person says, Havel Levarach, the loch is vector the machaber. If he's an orich, it does not count. So you in your own house, you say have an orich, and your wife says, "I have dessert." Who's the balabos? You said, "Rabbi sign the orich." You pick up a kolis, I'm signing the orich. The wife says, I would fail on dessert." Get up, dessert. What do you go do in that case? What sugi is that? Are we an orich in our own house? Shulam bayisul. That's 100% true. But let's say your wife says, follow, don't, no, but follow halacha. Gives you an option. Now what do you go do? She does mean it. Let's say she does mean it. The Alita is heard afterwards. So the Maisa, the same bracha, is the question to Rav Scheinberg and to Rabbi Asher, and Piskechu wants to pass in this way. The Maisa, you're in your house. She's boss, she's bringing the food over here, and therefore do not need a bracha. I said, have the Levarach. And it'll come out, and after community, even my machrin will get involved in the Bialoch's question now. Bialoch says, what my machrin is that a havel or not? Very basic question over here. At Sala Sheni, come on, the Prima Gonim says he wants to be daik, shat the Mogar Vrom. He says, what is the reason over here when it's a havel levar, shat the machaber, the maisi, a tough little balabos? He says, you know why? It's a gemar psochim, bortan lalochan, simuko fain, sefei, ko, masha, yurima, balabais, I say, you have to go listen to. Zechir, Chazal tell you, you have to listen to the balabos. So once you have to go listen to the balabos, avada you can decide have levarach. He says, have more food. Go eat over here. You have no right to say have levarach. Therefore, it says the prima gonim in brackets, and the mashon brings down loch lemaisa. But let's say I'm the balabos. Kol mashon balabos say chutz mitzay. That's an oirich over here. My wife tells me things. I might be an oirich by my table, but maisa I'm the balabos of the house, and therefore my wife says to go do things. The loch is I don't have to go listen. I'm not a guest over here. Therefore, says the Masham, if that's so, the yisod over here of Havel Levarach does not apply now. Sugyo. If the whole yisod of Havel Levarach, the loch over here is that you're oich and the loch you land you without a bracha, it means that kol mash om balabais asay does not apply with the balabas himself. And therefore, the pischei locha by force brings down loch lemaisa not the way. Who wants a taino? Forget when the balabai says Havel Levarach, I'm a sign of or my machrim of what the loch is. He has the bench over here. Come on, Chachuk Echemon, Rav Zilberstein, the Sugin Baruch is Amen Beis, and he wants to answer back. You're saying the Pshat is for Prima Godim. Prima Godim is saying the side over here of Havel Levarach is why it's on the Sugin Pesachim. Kol Mash Omer Baal Baisa say, let's say the Baal Abbas tells you, you ate your whole full, and he says, here's more. Please eat this cake. And you're like, well, I'm stuffed. I'm the Baal Abbas. The Rebbetzin says, eat this cake. Do you have to listen when the Rebbetzin says you have to eat this cake? Do you have to listen? Of course it's an Eitzah Tova. But do you have to listen? You have to listen. So there's the Mishabru on Simukuf Ayin Sif Kotun Yun Zayin. And Mishabru says you don't have to. You're not Mochim to go listen. Mishabru says you don't have to go listen. So Zilberstein, if you don't have to go listen, you pass it this way. So how in the world is the Prima Gom saying, I was going to be Tzad Sugi Vachilo, Tzad Sugi Kol Masha Amabal Vais Asay Chutz Mitzay. We pass it by Achilo, you don't have to go listen. Tell the Dushpon to show you might have to listen. Tell you, the maestro to go do things in the house. You might have to wash the dishes. You might have to listen. Eating food, the maestro you have to go listen. Maestro, this concept negate eating food, don't have to listen. I think this is you do it to get guide a grow. In every shulchan aruch, in the akdama to the shulchan aruch, there's akdama to the guide written by his son. The son of the guide wrote a story over from his father. He says his father was once a guest in somebody's house. He served the guide food. The guide tried to eat it. It was spoiled, and he threw up. The person came a second time, saw there's a full plate over here. Come on, I serve you food, please eat it. They're going to try it a second time. Again, he threw up. Happened a third time, a fourth time. So when his Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, you have to go eat? Listen, it's spoiled over here. Not to provide Shabbat boss over here, fine, don't tell him it's spoiled. But you have to go eat it, and Mamish, you're joking, you're throwing up over here. The Goyin says, again, in every Shulchan Aruch, brought down by the son of the Goyin, Kol Mash Oimel Chabal Bais Asay. Every time Chazal say Asay, the Shir is Ashtetetz Nafshoy. Ashtetetz Nafshoy. Okay, mommy's not listening. Fine. Going in Maisa Ish in the Chelik Hay, they say over the story to the Chaznish, and Chaznish says, "I don't believe the story." It's printed every Shulchan Aruch. Chaim Kinevsky says, "I don't believe the story." I got to heard once a Reisman said he was in the car with Ramosha Feinstein, and he's told Ramosha Feinstein a story with also with a Goyin, I think it was a Goyin. And Ramosha says, I don't believe the story, a different story. So Reisman says, what do you mean? Everyone says it's over. So Ramosha says, I tell you, they say stories about me. I'm alive. I deny it. They still say stories about me. So fine, I don't believe it. Fine. Maisa, so some of the Goyin says it's in every Shulchan Aruch. Chadna says it's not true. Maisa Locho, Mishavua says, it's not true. Mishavua says, on the gate of Sukkot V'Achilo. So, interesting question how to apply the sugya over here. Nafkamina is meisa when a wife serves you dessert. And if he said over here, kol masha omar ba'al sasei, is if that's the side over here, says the masham, therefore a person cannot eat it. If he said over here, it's not that way, stam, you're tofel, you're dasa ba'al ba'al over here, meisa can't eat without a case of a brach over here. Machlokes among this one, what to go do? Take it a step further. Let's say a person himself. There's a meister ben ishkai is a case over there when a person has food in front of him, he had the whole plate, and someone was covered by the napkin. He sees his whole plate is finished. He says havel levarach, and they come along and he says he says a kadosh b'tois. He takes it with the napkin. There's food there. Or the meister he thinks it's no dessert. He says havel levarach. Why should I know there's dessert over here? Fine, you missed something. So the question over here is, do you say hesek das b'tois? Is nichol the yisoid of oirach? That's the question among the gedolei achrayim. The chayyim and the aruch hashulchan argue this yisoid. The aruch hashulchan wants a taina hesek das betoyis is like an oirach. An oirach is what the yisoid is. It's not up to me. It's a mistake over here. I hesek das. It's up to other outside factors. One outside factor is the balabos, and the outside factor is more food on the table. Now the dessert's supposed to come over here. So outside factors, that was a mistake over here. That's not real hesek hadas. It's like hesek hadas bitznai. I'm mesich das bitznai. I knew there's more food. I knew that we got more food. The Urch is sending me more food. The balabos can send me more food. So Hashani Chayotim said, no, dafkuni noirich. But your own food, that's your mistake. That's your problem. The Banish Chayotim is a chuva going back and forth this question. Not clear how to apply it. Is it hesek hadas bitznai nichol the sug of oirich? And you have to make a broch or not. Take it one more step. Person has a whole seder, lela seder as a suit over here. Comes time to bench. He says, Havel Mavarach, bring down my machinim. Afikoymin. Afikoymin. Oh my God, I forgot Afikoymin. I have to get my kids' presents now, to get Afikoymin now. Fine. The Maisa, what do you go do? Do you make a bracha? Says the words of the Mechabim, Tof Ayin Zayin. You eat the Afikoymin without Hamoitzi, even after my machinim. Says the Mishpura, you know why? A tamcha drachmona semchinon. Yisamech on the Reish Kalusa, Yisamech on the Kosh Baruch Hu. The whole entire world is his. It's his olam over here. The Messiah das betoyis over here. This is what Hashem. This is the mitzvahs over here. You made a mistake over here. His words are tamcha drachmona semchinon. What? Without the bialocha. Oh, he got the mechaber did my mechaber. That's true. Actually, that's very interesting. But could be maybe the mechaber, maybe Kosh Baruch Hu dropped more. Could be. You can hear why. Can't say. That's words of Mishua. I talk to Achmona about some chinuch. Fine. So Maisa came out. Maisa again. So we have negatim to the sugya of Hezekadas. We said already in the case of my machoinim having levarach Hezekadas mamish and the situation shir malis. So if Gimel the fifth level of Hezekadas, someone takes the kais over here. Now taking the kais, he picks up the kais. Is nichol the getter of Hezekadas? Which Hezekadas? My machoinim or having levarach? Is this something that is Havel Levarach, therefore you can drink afterwards of the bracha? Was the case of my machoinim that's osir to be mafsik, and you can't eat anything, and you have to not wait any time over here? So the Mishmur come along and says, Aloch is bein lachila, bein lishdiya lekuli almo, according to the Magar Vom, not like Lavosh. That means machloik kedola achreinim Magar Vom versus Lavosh was the side over here. The Mishmur paskins, when a person picks up the kais nichon together of my machoinim over here. Now, the bialoch discusses. Let's say you pick up the kais. Let's say the person was knowing not to have my machoinim. For whatever reason, there's no water around. Some people don't do my machoinim. Yeah. The Russian taisa sheet, I got my machoinim chayvo. And he did do shia malas, right? Kamal the Bialach and says, pick up the kais, go about the gate to the other mesupim around you. He says, very simple. Depends if you're the balabos, not the balabos. You're the balabos, it's not every meeting. If not, they're not tovel to you. The Bichs Abayis does discuss, let's say you pour the kais. It's not hezekadas. Tafka, when you pick up the kais, again, the kavachayim was time to dance nichol havel levarach. Chor yeshlan the who's studying discuss, including Mashal, who are pouring the kais, might say, should not be enough. So fine, those are the levels of Hezekadas. Come on, look at Zephei. Now discussing Stam, we get to Baruch Rishonah, Kolius, of Oirich, the Maisi eating in a person's house. That means very similar to the Locha of Zephei versus the Locha in Zephei's. We're discussing Kolius, the person has Das, so you tell him Das Acher, it brings you more food. What to go do? You have to make a Baruch over here. So very clear, the Machaber and Zephei being down, the Bein Peretz, which is in the Kolboy. The halacha is when you're an Oruch at somebody else's house, any rude food you bring in front of them is all nichel and get them das. You not have to make another bracha. Now there is a taz over here that clearly disagrees. Every min lamais you have to make a bracha. Mishbura and the Sharitian writes that dochu the achoyim the taz lalocha, being on the Ali Rabba, the Maimodachan, and the Arshalom, we maisa paskin the halacha over here is that an Oruch maisa has a das of the Mavorach. Whoever his das is, maisa your das is. And therefore, the loch over here is that a person, when you sing by his table, you're toveled to him. I mean, the case of base when someone's sending you food. So, if hey, is the case over here, your own food. The loch is a person will not have to make a brach over here. Now, the loch in Simon Rish, Yud Aleph and Sefei, we came across already that when a person makes a brach on food, and the other food is the same brach, it's part and parcel, unless the thing is more chashuv. I think it's more chashim, you make a bracha on rice mezainis, then you bring cake. The loch is you have to make a bracha on the cake. Unless, says Yamor, you have das upon it. You have das. Speaks out over there, the bialocha, when you're a guest in somebody's house, and you're an orech, is that nichel the guest something even more chashim, not to make a bracha? You have first rice, and then you have cake afterwards. So bialocha over there brings down of kivegar, brings down against the rodim, from our sugya, the loch is nichel the gedder of das. Not nichel the sugya of greyo. Our sugya of sefei is a sugya of das. Once it's das, the loch is, even if something is more choshev, you not have to make another brach over here. Now the mechaber over here says, the loch is yitoli upon the das or the balabos. The question again is, who over here is the balabos of the house to get the food over here? Again, the similar question to sefei, but drop different. That means, is the person who's bringing out the food, or the person who controls the house? That means, let's say they're cooks in the yeshiva. They're not the balabos. Let's say, you know, you or your wife, you have the table, but your kids are charged with making the meals. About it, you're the balabos, you and your wife. But who is das depends upon? The ones who are bringing out the food, or the one who controls the meal over here? So the Maisa, there is a question of Biashiv and of Scheinberg, who's like bracha, the same bracha. They say the Maisa is totally upon the one who's kveh, who brings out the food. Scheinberg says the yeshiva, it's up to the yeshiva, not up to the balabos of the yeshiva. It's up to whoever brings out the food. Nevinsal says it's up to your mother, then it becomes up to your wife. Whoever's in charge of the food is up to their das. Which now leads to an interesting question. It's up to their das, whoever brings out the food. What does that mean exactly? For example, I'm sitting in my meal over here, and it's up to the one bringing out the food. Now, let's say now a neighbor comes and brings food. Is my das, I'm tofel to my wife's das? Or my das is to anything comes out because I'm talking to my wife and I know what's happening over here. What is my das be'etzem? My das is whatever's going to happen because it's not up to me. Or my das is whatever my wife's das is. So, the Shai Brocho, he's miracled back and forth with the Shail over here. What is my das be'etzem? Is any food that comes? Or my das is the balabos? My wife once went to America, so my daughter was making Shabbos. I'm the balabos of my daughter, making it very simple over here. She's 6 years old, making the food over here. Fine, she brings out things. The neighbors, I guess, felt bad. And they knocked the door and left ice cream outside. Fine, so bring in now ice cream, dessert. Now we're eating dessert, we already made a shackle dessert. That's what we did. Now the question is, what to go do? So I told my daughter, Lachura, negate to me. I've dashed everything. And that's how Chaim Kanievsky, Zayisa Bracha, or Berkowitz says, my das is everything, I won't make a bracha. My daughter, she knows what's coming out, she has to make a bracha on the ice cream. I mean, so I'm clear this question, what's the goal over here? For my das, since I'm tofel to other people, whatever happens, my das is everything. That's the one time the side over here is. Not my das is the balabos, whether the balabos decides. That's the question over here. My das is what? It's for everything.
It's not for everything, just for what
you order. That's the Shaila. That's Chakira, as far as I see. Either they clear it, or they all say no. My das is for everything. A Berkowitz says, your das is for everything. So I don't know what my daughter's bringing out. My das is for everything. Not my das for my daughter. My das is for everything. Chaim Kanievsky, Zoy said, Bracha, Nir said, Nir, Poshet, my das is for everything. Even with the Baal Boss does not know. The Baal Boss himself will have to make a Bracha. No, I won't have to make a Bracha. No, you're not masking. I see no one here being masculine. But I think it's bullshit. My das naf my door. My das would have happened. I don't know.
Ice cream dropped from the ceiling.
Yes, ice cream dropped from the ceiling. Because I have no idea what's happening. So my das is what? Whatever's going to happen. No, what is my das? My das now. Then there actually is a question. My neighbor actually, they bring all the time. This is the neighbor who brings food all the time. They never bring dessert. So then we get involved in the argument. My door was clearing. They never in the past 12 years brought ice cream. Never. They only beat regular food. Don't ask me why. I assume they brought ice cream. My wife is now in the country. And now they brought ice cream over here. Is that now nichol because they bring food and she has das for it? No, they never bring ice cream. That's not das. My daughter. But look at my daughter now. That led to an argument. What is that? They never brought it. She was 16 years old. She was making Shabbos. 16. Fine. The last civil over here. It's evolved. Yeah. The more brachos on Daf Mem discusses when a person who eats Michael doesn't have any salt, or he drinks, but the suda does not drink any water, we should be very careful. During the day, he'll cause him to have Reich HaPeh. At night, he'll cause him to have an in of Reich HaPeh and an in of Askro. Mitzvah of Askro, like the Moroccan god Askro, is because no Mitzvah of Askro. Mecha brings it down. The Meister, I'm over here, and he sends you back to Loch and Simon Kovayi and says, we're not knowing this Indian. And the Moroccan says, why? Because the Meister, all our foods have salt in it, and all our drinks, the mice have water inside of it. If it's not in the Gael. Let's say our foods over here don't have water inside. Let's say our foods do not have salt inside. So first we machmel mice, make sure they drink water, drink salt. So you come along the Mishnah, and he points out over here from calling Magavram, self call save, Bismanaze, Ishtana Tevo. And therefore, not to worry about the halacha. Government some mechaber saying here any kofayin. At the end of the day, first of all, black cloud we have water and salt. On the rear akimta, they don't have water and salt. Don't worry about ishtana tevo. Therefore, this halacha is good for yakel torah v'yadir. But the ma'aser is not negel halacha ma'aser. Agam kedarkor our swarm kafachaim kedarkor must be choshes could be disfarding the mechaber she dover. But ma'aser the swarm should go beikar and not doming none halacha. It's not negel practically. Fine, Ma'aseh Be'ez Hashem on Thursday. We have a whole week Chazara. Thursday will be a test from Kuf Samach Zayin till here. Mr. and someone in between over here. At the end of Seder on Thursday, I would like to go through tests on Thursday. This Thursday will be a test on Kuf Samach Zayin, Kuf Samach Ches, Kuf Ayin Zayin, Kuf Ayin Tes, and Kuf Ayin Dalet. We did Chazara already, Kuf Samach Zayin, Kuf Samach Ches, so it should be very easy for you. And then Kuvayin Dal, Kuvayin Zayin, Kuvayin Tes. Geshmak is Sagiz over here. Be'ez Hashem, the end of Seder on Thursday, this year is coming up, it could be Erev Pesach, Ischal and Shabbos. Last time that happened was 13 years ago. So it's G'day to Chazara. I'd like to give Chabur on that, maybe more than 50 minutes, maybe a Berach at 12 o'clock. Maybe give time at the end of Seder to have questions to get to that Indian, to make Halach L'Maisa practically what a person should do when it comes up, especially certain people are studying this year. And they want to know what to do practically. We'll go through these halachas, numis and yonim, negeir to erev Pesach, the eschal on Shabbos. That's lochu rabba. Yes, Ari is here. Ari always the first.